Let's
yeah, it's quiz
party.
Time.
Quiz time. Okay.
Welcome to Quizville, is what they say in the quizness.
We should be doing these at Quiznos.
Quiz. R.I.P.
These should be called Quiznos, and it should be spelled K-N-O-W.
K-N-O. Yep, you're right.
See, I should be working in the game show naming business.
I've always said that.
That's what I've always said.
Kind of an idiot. Gareth.
Aquidia.
Anne, once again. Anne Momini is
Anne, who we just saw
the day.
In Portland.
Portland, we saw her in Portland. She took a shot at you, which I thought was weird.
What did she say again? Yeah, it was like...
No, she shot at you.
Yeah, she did shoot at me. But didn't her... There was some shade tossed my way. I can't remember what it was.
Was there? Deserved. I think
her friend shade tossed me. I don't remember. But yeah, but no, it's fine. I deserve it. There's no doubt.
Colts is the... Yeah.
Okay.
In 1966.
Can we just point out very quickly how stressful these are?
It's terrifying.
It is.
I'm worried about you.
It's I normally get there, but man, it is a fucking these drain me. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, of course they do. In 1966, Anton LaVey founded the Church of Satan. What did he do for a living before that?
Oh, fuck.
A, he Quiznos. Played pro baseball, traveling to over 30 states while in the minor leagues. B, he worked in a factory that manufactured ketchup and spaghetti sauce. C, he was a professional
organist. You mean the devil juice? Okay, wait, sorry, what?
C, he was a professional organist playing in bars and burlesque shows. D, he was a janitor. So pro baseball player, ketchup, spaghetti factory, professional organist, janitor.
I just think it's A. I think it's a professional baseball player. But I will say that organist. Is this a recent one?
No.
No. I'm going to say. Janitor also has some appeal to it.
Janitor always has appeal. Janitor's universal. It sounds right.
Yeah. And the other one's a red sauce herring. I'll just stick with my first one and say baseball.
So close. It's organist.
Damn it.
0-1.
Damn it.
This is troubling.
Shut
this
up.
This is a tone we did not expect.
This is tough. I don't like an early hole.
In 1980, a rumor began that the Reverend Sun Myung Moon and the Unification Church owned Procter & Gamble. Where did the rumor originate? A, the New York Times. B, the Michigan State University student newspaper. C, the Oprah Winfrey Show. D, the Lakeview Nursing Home newspaper.
I'm sure it got picked up by the New York Times. B and D are what I'm narrowing it down to. The Oprah thing has reach, but I feel like that would not be where you break it. So it's down to one of those two. Michigan or the old folks home. Gamble. It feels more appropriate for like an old folks home, but I'm just like old folks home newspaper. But it's between B and D, and I'll just say D. Oh, hi, Dave.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm going to say D.
You are correct.
Ah.
How's that feel?
A deduction.
Daddy's proud of you.
Thank you, Daddy. Oh, fuck. So stressful.
Yeah. Three, the men of a cult covered on the dollop were all ordered to have vasectomies. During one surgery, the doctor accidentally cut an artery on the man's penis and his scrotum swelled up like a balloon. Which cult was it? A, Synanon. B, the Rajneeshis. C, Heaven's Gate. D, the Branch Davidians.
By the way, I'm going to get a vasectomy. So I don't like...
And I'm going to give you a vasectomy.
Yeah. Actually, I want a vansectomy, so we'll do it on the road.
Yep, we'll do it in the van.
I'm trying to remember if the Rajneeshis, their sexual stuff... I don't remember if they were like non-sexual. What were the first two?
Sinanon, the Rajneeshis.
It's one of those two. And Sinanon was the Cinnabon cult?
Yeah, they were all about the Cinnabon.
Right. And then if you were, and then they said that Jesus died for your cinnamon.
That's right. Yeah, you get it.
I'll say, God, it's so, I don't remember the Sinanon one. But I feel like the Rajneeshis were not, I feel like the Rajneeshis didn't like outlaw sexual shit. And maybe I'm wrong. But I did not feel like they were that. So I'm just going to say Sinanon.
You are correct.
Wow.
Sinanon is a California cult. They went to like Bolinas and it started like sort of an offshoot of AA sort of weirdness and then turned into something crazy.
Okay, right.
Sinanon, this is the next question. Sinanon had group therapy sessions where members berated other members. This was also known as the A, love bomb, B, rebuke, C, haircut, D, truth bomb.
Love bomb or truth bomb? What were the middle two?
Rebuke, haircut.
Say the question again, because I feel like there's a hair.
Sinanon had group therapy sessions where members braided other members. This was also known as...
Braided, spelled B-R-A-I-D-E-D. It's got to be haircut. Boom. Final answer. No.
Berated.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say truth bomb.
Incorrect.
Haircut. Damn it.
2 and 3. No way.
No, 2 and 2.
2 and 2. 2 and 2.
Wild card.
Jack Parsons spent time running a cult out of his house. There he participated in a magic ritual, which included invocation of want with material basis on the talisman. Or, in layman's terms, he A, masturbated into a piece of paper, B, waved a wand to indicate which women he was attracted to, C, summoned demons, D, filled the room with mystical symbols that had healing powers.
Paper coming.
Yes! Paper coming. 3 and 2. You're ahead of the game. Consciousness Development, a.k.a. Technus Hypnocult leader Terry Lee Benson, revealed to her teachers that they had been chosen to fight evil. To save mankind, the teachers would have to fight the Black Lords, which existed only on the astral and mental planes. Black overlords were even worse and had to be taken to the electromagnetic dissolving can. C, celestial vacuum. D, poppy field of vibration. C, extraterrestrial sewer.
Sorry, give me those with A, B, C, D one more time.
A, electromagnetic dissolving can. B, celestial vacuum. C, poppy field of vibration. D, extraterrestrial sewer.
I just feel like it's B. I just is the one that rings a bell.
Celestial vacuum.
Yeah, I'll say B.
Okay, you're incorrect.
Damn it. Is it A?
Yeah, electromagnetic dissolving can. How could you not know that?
I mean, it's such a good name. I should have gone with it, but the vacuum just sounded familiar. 3 and 3.
When Terry's ex-husband died from a drug overdose, leaving everything to her in his will, Terry said this proved that the Black Lords could now poison blood. What did those who were infected have to do to get the poison out?
God.
A, bloodletting. Oh my God. B, bring everything they owned and hand it to Terry. C, chant for 6 hours. D, have a hole drilled in their skull.
Read the question again.
When Terry's ex-husband died from a drug overdose, leaving everything to her in his will, Terry said this proved that the Black Lords could now poison blood. What did those who were infected
I want to say hole in head, but I feel like the tie-in of he left her everything and bring her everything. I just feel like there's a connection there. So I'll say there, bring her like all of your stuff.
Incorrect. It is bloodletting. God, this one's close, huh?
They're all close, asshole.
3 and 4.
Yeah.
Ooh. There were also garbuns to worry about in conscious development. They were about 6 feet tall with a long beak and covered in slime. If you felt a tingling sensation on your hand during a battle, that meant a garbund was stuck to it. What did you need to do to save yourself?
This honestly, if I don't have knowledge of this particular one, it's just like, I mean, this is just like a multiple choice on acid question.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
I mean, okay. All right, here we go. I don't know. I'm going to get this one wrong.
A, wash your hands for 2 full minutes. B, smash that hand in a metal door.
Oh, my God.
C, imagine barbed wire on your hand. D, get a higher ranking member to urinate on your hand.
So what, they're like jellyfish?
A little bit.
By the way, I've also heard that what's happening?
Oh, scratching my back feels good.
So you're what, like Yogi Bear now?
Mm-hmm. Get some honey.
Okay, so wash your hand for 2 minutes, barbed wire, smash it in a door. Sorry, wash your hands, smash it in a door, barbed wire, get someone to piss on it.
Yeah.
I'll say, God damn, I'm about to go in the hole. I'll say, get someone to piss on it. Get a higher member to piss on it.
I'm sorry. Damn. It is imagine barbed wire on your hand.
Ah, it's the least worrying one. Okay. Well, I guess the washing your hands isn't too hard. 3 and 5. Here we go. This one's 3 and 5. Around. I just don't know. These are very tough questions.
3 and 5. What were the female followers called in the Holy Rollers? A, family members. B, Amazonians. C, brides of Christ. D, beams of light.
One more time. Then options.
Well, A, family members. B, Amazonians. C, brides of Christ. D, beams of light.
I'd say it's between C and D. I'll say brides of Christ.
Correct.
Kids keeping it competitive.
4 and 5. When they joined the movement, new Rajneeshis had to change their name and wear a locket with a picture of the Rajneesh at all times. They also had to wear A, sunglasses, B, ponytails, C, corduroy, D, the color orange.
I think it was orange because I think I remember when they go Correct. To town. Yeah, orange. Oh. Well, yeah, correct. I was going to say
5 and 5. Who's the comeback kid?
I don't know. I'm not there yet, Daddy.
In order to get their city, their own city approved in Oregon, what did the Rajneeshas give to city officials standing in their way? A, a Bible. B, diarrhea. What? C, a Rolls Royce. What? D, a strongly worded letter.
What gave them diarrhea? Oh. Didn't they do something with the water? Is that what it's leading to? I feel like they did. What are the options?
The options are
a Rolls Royce, a strongly worded letter.
A Bible.
A Bible, no.
Diarrhea, a Rolls Royce, strongly worded letter.
I just feel like they poisoned the water, and I don't remember how it played in, but I'll say water. I'll say diarrhea.
You'll say water diarrhea. Watery diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
You are correct. Diarrhea. They
to what, knock them out from poisoned, the boat?
They poisoned the food and like buffets and stuff.
Right.
And I think it's the only case of like germ warfare in American history.
For now.
Crazy. Okay. Well, look at you.
6-5.
3 in a row.
How many are left?
1, 2, 3, 4. Fuck. Tough.
This is, again, it's so stressful.
Vic Barranco's Lafayette Morehouse instructed people on how to teach a certain skill, or as Dave summarized it, they monetized relentless fingering. What did Vic Barranco call this? A, the turning point. B, ascendancy. C, coming to a head. D, the deliberate orgasm.
Orgasm. One more time with those options. None of them jump out.
A, the turning point. B, ascendancy. C, coming to a head. D, the deliberate orgasm.
I feel like it's ascendancy. I feel like that's the tie-in, so I'll say B.
It is deliberate orgasm.
Damn.
This is the cult that led to the fingering organization.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
6-6. 3 left. Ooh, we gotta worst. Go 2-1, baby. Charles Guiteau's father followed the religion of John Noyes, who preached communal living and multiple sex partners. In 1860, Charles went to live in this community that was the center of the Noyes cult and later became a silverware manufacturer. A, Lenox. B, Utica. C, Pfalzgraf. D, Oneida.
Put whatever's happening has to stop. Relaxing. I don't have any fucking clue.
You don't?
No. Give it to me again. All of it.
Charles Guiteau's father followed the religion of John Noyes, who preached communal living and multiple sex partners. In 1860, Charles went to live in this community that was the center of the Noyes cult and later became a silverware manufacturer. Is it A, Lenox, B, Utica, C, Pfalzgraf, D, Oneida? Listeners right now are screaming.
How many are left? Screaming. Do I have 2 or 3 left?
After this, you have 2.
So I got to get 2 right. I think it's Lenox or, oh, okay. Well, he's out of here. Utica. My gut was Oneida. So I'll just go with that.
You are correct.
Wow. Fuck, buddy, we did it.
Well, if you get these next 2, you didn't do it.
if I miss these next two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eventually, Guiteau accused Noyes of being tyrannical and oppressive. He left and moved to New Jersey, where he A, started his own cult, B, set up a newspaper to spread the teachings of Noyes, C, launched his presidential campaign, D, attempted to enroll at Princeton University.
Fuck. I don't know. I mean, my first one was start another cult. That was what I thought. But I'm just enamored with running for president. I hope it's running for president. I just want to say running for president, so I'm just gonna running for president.
Set up a newspaper.
Damn it.
To spread the teachings of Noyes.
Hey, stop.
Final. It comes down to the final question.
Again, I feel like I'm not going to pull this one out.
I need a little more confidence from you.
You're not going to get it.
You've made it this far.
It's just hard. It's hard. This is a hard one. There's
have
a lot
belief
of
in yourself.
It's hard. This is a hard one.
With the help of methamphetamines, Rod Crocodile Dundee, Ansel's girlfriend, Sherry,
began to recover. Hey, no.
What I do? No.
Got 800 scratching posts. Okay, sorry.
With the help of methamphetamines, Rod Crocodile Dundee, Ansel's girlfriend, Sherry, began to recover repressed childhood memories. She remembered that her parents, aunts, and uncles were all members of a group that she had been initiated into at age 8 in a ceremony that involved drinking the blood of a human sacrifice. What group did they belong to? A. Aztecs. B. People's Temple. C. Freemasons. D. Rotary Club.
I wish you could see Jose with this pen right now. I just think Aztecs. I don't know. Just give me the question one more time. I'm sorry.
With the help of methamphetamines, Rod Crocodile Dundee, Ansel's girlfriend, Sherry, began to recover repressed childhood memories. She remembered that her grandparents, parents, aunts, and uncles were all members of a group that she had been initiated into at age 8 in a ceremony that involved drinking the blood of human sacrifice. What group did they belong to?
So not Aztecs. What were the other three?
People's Temple? Freemasons, Rotary Club.
I guess I gotta say the Masons. People's Temple, I just don't know. I'd say People's Temple or Masons. Rotary Club would be hilarious. I'll say Masons.
You are correct.
Oh my God. Yes. 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 Suck it, Dave, you piece of shit.
You haven't lost yet.
Is that right?
I will say this. Yeah, you haven't lost yet. I will say this. I would have lost for sure by now. Because I don't remember any of this stuff.
That's great. Well, this one is so like there were a couple. Normally when we do these, there are like five where I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, like I kind of remember.
Yeah.
Like the Rajneesh food poisoning one, right? I remember there was an act of poisoning.
Yeah.
But this one was, and it's also like, you cannot deduce easily in this one because it's like, it's crazy. It's all cult shit. So it's like, whew, man. I think I'm going to start smoking cigarettes again.
Yeah. Or doing meth.
Yeah. And then I can remember. I thought that one was like her ancestors. She remembered were Aztecs. I was lucky that I asked for a repeat on that question because it would be like, I remember when I was a child that we were Aztecs. My uncle was a Mayan. Okay. Well, wow. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I want to, first of all, thank God. And also the paper I'm about to come into. And Rajneesh, without whom none of this is possible.
Super dirty.